Legislation is changing. Budgets are shifting. And terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM. Because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.
Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. If you thought the corruption in Minneapolis was bad, wait until you see what the FBI is finding in the state of California with their own governor's fingerprints all over it. $24 billion squandered, wasted, and no one seems to know where all the money went. Federal investigators want answers, most especially from the governor himself. Here's what they found, and it's worse than you think. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. California is home to 187,000 homeless people. That's 30% of America's homeless population, despite being just 10% of the country. Half of America's unsheltered homeless sleep on California streets. Since 2013, homelessness in California has exploded by 53%. The out-of-control homeless population has been such a problem that Gavin Newsom, starting in 2008, repeatedly pledged to solve the homelessness problem once and for all.
What we call a 10-year plan to end chronic homelessness in San Francisco.
How are you going
to
solve homelessness? What are you going to do as a new mayor? And I say, well, what are you going to do?
Focus on a housing first model, direct access to housing.
Shelter solves sleep, housing with wraparound and support services. Solve homelessness. Homelessness absolutely can be solved.
Laid out a detailed homeless strategy. There's been no intentionality on homelessness in this state for decades. It's not been a focus.
I don't think we can solve homelessness. I know we can solve homelessness. We will reduce street homelessness quickly and humanely through emergency action.
The highest investment the state's ever made is $1 billion on homelessness. We are poised to pass a budget in the next few hours that will provide $12 billion of investments.
I can literally quantify 58,000 people that we got off the streets last year, and none of you would believe it.
This state has not made progress in the last two decades as it relates to homelessness.
Why?
Not interested in funding failure. We're not interested in failing more efficiently when it comes to the issue of homelessness and the crisis on the street.
So as you can see from that rather mocking montage, California's homelessness is a mess precisely because their politics is a mess. And it's worse than you can imagine. The California state auditor dropped a bombshell back in 2024. The state spent $24 billion on homelessness programs, but they stopped tracking where the money went in 2021. They literally have no idea where the money went. No accountability measures, no tracking system, no way to measure if any of it actually worked. The California Interagency Council on Homelessness, the agency responsible for coordinating all these programs, they simply ceased data collection on all key initiatives that the money was supposed to go to. There's a rather simple translation in all of this. $24 billion in California taxpayer money disappeared into a black hole. And add insult to injury, the state government in Sacramento has no idea if it helped a single homeless person. But we are getting some sense of where at least some of the money went, and it ain't good. get this, Los Angeles spent over $800,000 per homeless housing unit. 800 grand for a single homeless housing unit. If you don't know, a single homeless housing unit houses one person. It's an individual studio or a one-bedroom apartment designed for single occupancy and permanent supportive housing developments. This isn't a house, right? I mean, how much house can you buy where you are for $800,000? I bet it'd be pretty sweet. You could buy a lot of house in many parts of America for $800,000. But in L.A., that's what it costs to build a studio apartment to house a single homeless person. And again, to add insult to injury, the homeless population still went up. It didn't solve anything. Now, there was a measure, Proposition HHH, which promised voters 10,000 homeless housing units. 5 years later, fewer than 2,000 units were completed. The average cost per unit across California skyrocketed from an estimated $375,000 to nearly $600,000, nearly double. One project in pre-development hit $837,000 per unit. But the real story isn't just the price tag. It's where the money actually went. Former L.A. City Councilman Jose Huizar is now serving 13 years in federal prison for running a massive pay-to-play corruption scheme. FBI agents found $200,000 in bribery money stuffed in a Johnny Walker Blue Label whiskey box. Huizar admitted to accepting $1.5 million in cash, casino chips, prostitutes, private jets, and luxury hotel stays from real estate developers in exchange for pushing their projects through City Hall. His longtime assistant, George Esparza, delivered hundreds of thousands of dollars in developer bribe money tucked away in liquor boxes to Huizar's Boyle Heights home. Another L.A. official, former Deputy Mayor Raymond Chan, got 12 years in prison for conspiracy, wire fraud, bribery, and lying to federal investigators. He abused his public office to deepen corruption for his own business interests. If Minneapolis was the pandemic industrial complex, California has become the homeless industrial complex. The money flows from the state to counties, from counties to cities, from cities to these NGOs and nonprofits, from nonprofits to subcontractors, and somewhere along the way, it disappears. Everyone gets paid except the very people sleeping on the street for whom it was originally meant. And now, federal investigators are getting involved, and they're zeroing in on one person in particular, the grease monkey himself, who started it all. Wait until you see this. But first, gang, President Trump has been in office for less than a year, but has already accomplished more for the American people than almost any other president in history, especially when it comes to the economy and the stock market. Despite what the legacy media says, Trump's America First economic policy is working. It's already created a windfall in the stock market, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ reaching new record highs several times this year. This is creating massive opportunities for patriots like us to build wealth by investing in American companies via the stock market. But if you want to personally benefit from this, you got to get off the sidelines and get in the game. Otherwise, you'll miss out on what could be the single most prosperous time in our nation's history, which is why I'm so excited our good friend and fellow patriot Mark Wilburn of Neos Capital has agreed to host a free live training for our listeners to show you how to do just that. Mark is a stock market expert and an excellent teacher. And all year, I've heard stories from our listeners who, after attending Mark's training, went from knowing nothing about trading stocks to building real wealth for their families. And on Thursday, December 11th, and Saturday, December 13th, Mark is hosting a live training where he'll show you how he's been able to win 8 out of every 10 stock trades he's made this year, which is a lot of winning. And on these trainings, he's going to give away his secret sauce, if you will. I mean, I've seen Mark's track record firsthand, and I got to say, I can assure you that he's the real deal when it comes to trading stocks. So if you're looking for practical ways to benefit from this booming market, then click on that link below or go to secretsaucetrades.com right now to secure your spot. We're living in America's golden age, and it's time to take bold moves to build the legacy we want for our families. Go to secretsaucetrades.com right now to reserve your spot. Back in April, the newly appointed U.S. Attorney Bill Isaly announced the formation of the Homelessness Fraud and Corruption Task Force. The FBI, the IRS, and HUD Inspector General are now conducting a criminal investigation into the misappropriation of federal tax dollars intended to alleviate homelessness across seven Southern California counties. A court-ordered audit discovered that homeless services provided by the city and county of Los Angeles completely lacked financial controls or indications of how funded nonprofits performed. Again, we're talking the basic disappearance of billions upon billions of dollars. Now, just weeks ago in October, the DOJ announced fraud charges against two LA real estate developers tied to homeless housing funding. But the investigation's far from over. In fact, it's just getting started. And it's Gavin Newsom who's the one who should be most nervous in all of this. Governor Newsom bears direct personal responsibility for what is shaping up to be one of the largest public corruption scandals in California history. The FBI's investigation into missing homeless funding reveals a pattern of deliberate obstruction, political cronyism, and accountability avoidance that starts at the highest levels of state government. Based on the evidence, Newsom faces serious questions about a number of credible accusations. First and foremost, there's the appearance of criminal negligence on his part. So Newsom is basically being accused of repeatedly appointing unqualified officials who failed to verify basic financial documents. So, for example, Newsom appointed Gustavo Velasquez as director of the California Department of Housing and Community Development in May of 2020, placing him in charge of the $4 billion Home Key program. Under Velasquez's leadership, the department failed to perform basic verification of financial documents, which allowed fraudsters to steal tens of millions of dollars in Home Key grants. Again, very similar to what we were seeing in Minneapolis with the Feeding the Future fraud. And the key here is that this wasn't a sophisticated scheme that fooled experienced regulators. It was crude fraud that succeeded only because Newsom's appointees were either too unqualified or too negligent to spot obvious red flags, resulting in millions meant for homeless housing disappearing. Secondly, there's a pattern of Newsom deliberately obstructing oversight. So he routinely vetoed bipartisan transparency legislation that would have exposed the fraud much, much earlier. He vetoed Assembly Bill 2903, which was a bipartisan legislation that would have required systematic tracking of California's $24 billion in homelessness spending. The bill had unanimous support from accountability advocates. It would have created the transparency needed to catch fraudsters. Newsom didn't want it. He didn't want it. And by blocking that legislation, he ensured that fake bank statements and fraudulent applications would continue to slip through the cracks. Thirdly, Newsom appears to be guilty of blatant political cronyism. He created a $4 billion Home Key program grant that became a feeding trough for politically connected developers. Again, very similar to what we've been seeing in Minneapolis. The program structure allowed developers to secure millions in grants through relationships rather than merit. So we're talking dozens upon dozens of multi-million dollar contracts going to firms favored by Democrat politicians throughout the state. It just became a huge cash grab among politically connected developers. Even the LA mayor, Karen Bass, apparently was in on it. And we could go on and on and on. So as I noted, the FBI is on the case and agents are openly saying if they discover federal laws were violated, they are going to be making arrests even at the highest levels in California politics. But in the meantime, I think the real lesson from both Minnesota and California is that left-wing socialism always ends up breeding corruption. Left-wing socialism always ends up breeding corruption. Socialist systems, like we're seeing in blue states, amass and concentrate an unprecedented amount of wealth in the hands of very, very few. And the ones who are collecting the taxpayer wealth are the same ones who are ironically entrusted with exercising oversight over how the wealth is going to be used. And inevitably, the extent of the corruption and fraud and theft that comes out of such a system intimidates most people from trying to fix the system. And it just perpetuates and spins completely out of control. You take any major Democrat urban area, like the Baltimore school system, for example, or the whole of Chicago, and you'll find that billions upon billions of dollars in waste, fraud, and abuse. This isn't a one-off. It's baked into the cake of the very urban socialism and blue state politics that these cities and states enact. The good news is that the more voters see the corruption and fraud entailed in these systems, the more they are rejecting politicians like Grease Monkey Newsom, who oversees such systems, which means that whatever prospects Newsom has for 2028 may have just disappeared right along with the $24 billion. Before you go, gang, if you want to be part of a community where faith, family, and freedom come alive, check out the Courageous Patriot Club. I love for you to see what this community is all about. You can watch a free preview of Turley Walks, one of my exclusive weekly series. Head on over to turley.pub/turleywalks.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Holidays mean feasting. From cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes, Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan au chocolat. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org.